And while his brothers of the lens were so efficiently pinch-hitting for him, even though they were at the same time trying to show him up and thereby win kudos for themselves, in mentally investing the regional stronghold of Boscone, Kinnison was establishing an identity as a wandering hellion of the asteroid belts. There would be no slips this time. He would be a meteor miner in every particular, down to the last, least detail. To this end, he selected his equipment with the most exacting care. It must be thoroughly adequate and dependable, but neither new nor of such outstanding quality or amount as to cause comment. His ship, a stubby, powerful space tug with an oversized airlock, was a used job. Hard used, too. Some 10 years old. She was battered, pitted, and scarred. But it should be noted here, perhaps parenthetically, that when the patrol technicians finished their rebuilding, she was actually as staunch as a battleship. His space armor, Spalding drills, delameters, tractors and pressors, and Speegee, torsion-specific gravity apparatus, were of the same grade. All bore unmistakable evidence of years of hard use, but all were in perfect working order. In short, his outfit was exactly that which a successful meteor miner, even such a one as he was going to become, would be expected to own. He cut his own hair and his whiskers, too, with ordinary shears, as was good technique. He learned the polyglot of the trade, the language which, made up of words of each of hundreds of planetary tongues, was and is the everyday speech of human or near-human meteor miners wherever found. By near-human is meant a six-place classification of AAA-AAA, meaning oxygen-breathing, warm-blooded, erect, and having more or less humanoid heads, arms, and legs. For even in meteor mining, like runs with like. Warm-blooded oxygen breathers find neither welcome nor enjoyment in a pleasure resort operated by and for such a race, say, as the Trochanthers, who are cold-blooded, quasi-reptilian beings who abhor light of all kinds and who breathe a gaseous mixture not only paralyzingly cold but also chemically fatal to man. Above all, he had to learn how to drink strong liquors and how to take drugs, for he knew that no drink that had ever been distilled and no drug, with the possible exception of thionite, could enslave the mind he then had. Thionite was out anyway. It was too scarce and too expensive for meteor miners. They simply didn't go for it. Hadeve, heroin, opium, nitrolabe, bentlum, that was it, bentlum. He could get it anywhere, all over the galaxy, and it was very much in character. Easy to take, potent in results, and not as damaging, if you didn't become a real addict, to the system as most of the others. He would become a bentlum eater.